Hello?
Hello, I'm Mike of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quarterly control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're in a safe place, or you're not driving, that you're in a safe place where you can talk safely?
What did you say?
I'm sorry, one more time?
What?
Yeah, apologies for that. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Well, I'm...
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I'm already, what is it, retired?
Sorry, it seems the line is breaking out. So, again, the question,
retired.
Oh, you're retired.
I don't work anymore.
Okay, thank you. So, but just as a confirmation, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample first, in what year were you born?
1940.
1940, you said, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you complete in school?
My last what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your last grade that you complete in the school. Yeah, just remember, so let's... It will be kind of the, you know, if you have any kind of certificate by, you know, studying in some school, college, or something like that. So what is the last grade that you complete in a school?
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. Race. What do you mean race?
No, I'm sorry. Grade. I mean grade. Great. I can spell it out for you. Great will be G as in George, R as in Robert, A as in Alpha, B as in Delta, E as in Echo. Great.
Great.
Correct.
No,
so, again, what is the last grade that you complete in high school? In school, I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. Thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And would you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Okay, I've always voted Democrat, so I guess I'll vote Democrat.
I'm sorry, what was your answer again, please? I would appreciate if you repeat it back to me.
I said I always vote Democrat, so I guess I'll vote Democrat.
Okay. And would you definitely vote for Democratic candidate or just probably vote for Democratic candidate?
Would I what? Would I...
Yeah. No, one more time. No problem. Let me just repeat it back to you. Thank you. Would you definitely vote for Democratic candidate or just probably vote for Democratic candidate?
I would vote for Democratic.
Definitely or probably?
definitely.
Thank you. All right, now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, so just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first name is Vicente González. Right. Yeah, just to confirm, you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of this person.
Okay.
Sorry, one more time the answer, please.
Okay, I mean, I guess it's favorable.
Yeah, remember, so you need to say if you have an unfavorable or a favorable impression of this person. Mm-hmm. If you have never heard of it, so just let me know as well. No problem. I'm here, no problem.
I'm waiting for a question.
Yeah. So the first name that I mentioned is Vicente González, right? So you need to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, right? So, and that's it. So just let me know.
I already told you favorable.
Oh, thank you. No, I didn't hear it. So thank you so much for letting me know this again. And would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable impression of that person? Yeah, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the next name is Mayra Flores.
Mayra Flores. Favorable.
Thank you. And would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable impression of the person?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next name is Donald Trump. And would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable impression of that person?
Okay, somewhat.
Thank you. The next name is Kamala Harris.
What was the name?
Yeah, the next name is Kamala Harris.
So you let me...
Okay, so if you don't remember, it's fine, no problem, okay? So we can move forward to the next name in this case. So next one, and last one is Joe Biden.
Okay.
All right, so do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of Joe Biden?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Just to let you know, we are about 30% of ending this survey. I will do appreciate your time. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Somewhat.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, how interested you are in those elections? Thank you. But you have to choose a number from 0 to 10. Well, remember, 0 means you are not all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested.
Okay, what in the middle? What would be in the middle?
I mean, it will be number 5, which it will say that you are, neither only interested in neither extremely interested, right? You're going to be health and health, exactly, which is going to be number 5. So you let me know your answer. So from 0 to 10, how interested you are? Okay, thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
I've always voted Democrat, so I'll vote Democrat.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Everett, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
For Vicente.
All right. And would you definitely vote for Vicente Gonzalez or just probably vote for Vicente Gonzalez?
I would vote for him.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
What was that?
Yeah, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Consider myself a Democrat. So.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
So, you don't write anymore. No, I stopped. Well, I consider myself in the middle. What would that be?
Yeah, just to make sure, remember, so we have the option conservative, moderate, or liberal, right? So, mass official. So, you let me know, I mean, would you say you are very conservative, very moderate, just very conservative or liberal, or if you're in the middle, could be kind of moderate as well. Just let me know your answer.
The only thing I can say is in the middle, so what would that be?
Okay, so in the middle, it could be moderate, right? So,
okay.
All right, so you consider it moderate, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances?
What do we consider to what?
Yeah, your economic circumstances. Circumstances.
In the middle, I guess.
All right. Middle class, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, only English at home, or you let me know?
Well, it depends on who comes. Most of the time it's English because my cousins and I speak English. But if my grandmother comes, I have to speak Spanish because she doesn't know how to speak English.
Okay, so that will be mostly English but some Spanish,
yes.
Right? Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.